Yes, please.
What do you think is the risk of hyperinflation in the aftermath of the stimulus?
I think everyone heard the question, what's the risk of hyperinflation? Very low, I think. Hyperinflation, you know, is largely a monetary phenomenon. It is going to be a function of good monetary policy in the future, but your question raises an important question. With the expansion of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, which is now about doubled, a little more than doubled, many people ask whether there's longer-term risk for inflation. And the answer is we see very little risk of hyperinflation or serious inflation in the short term. If anything, somewhat more concerned about the opposite. But it does require that we be thinking about when and how we reduce the stimulus represented by that growth in the Fed's balance sheet, which is another way of saying when do we raise rates. So one of the requirements of the future, conceivably as the economy recovers, will be a return to more conventional policy and shrinking of the Fed's balance sheet and conceivably rate rises. But we have to time that appropriately to ensure that we don't have a long-term inflation risk. Other questions? Yes, please.
On the one hand, they are our largest creditor. On the other hand, they are the industrial heartland of the American economy, in effect. And the slowdown in the economy will ultimately lead to layoffs and closures in a country which is relatively new to capitalist, if you want to call it that, capitalist kind of behavior. And how will they be able to deal with it? So both from the point of view of being our banker, as well as being our manufacturing heartland, how is their activity going to affect what occurs here?
Well, raising China, the question related to China, and raising China as an international factor to watch is perfectly valid. It's a country that built up in a relatively short period of time an enormous industrial machine, and now because of the reduction in demand in the West, particularly in the United States, is seeing layoffs and even migration of people back to home villages and that kind of thing. And it's a serious concern. The Chinese have responded by having their own stimulus package and trying in small steps to move in the direction of stimulating internal or domestic demand to some extent to replace their export demand and export-driven business. Whether that's going to be possible in the short term, I think, is a very debatable question because shifting from a high savings, low consumption society to a lower savings, high consumption society in a short period of time just can't easily be done. So I agree with you, watching what happens in China, whether they're able to get a growth factor that continues to propel their economy and not make it sort of part of the global problem is a quite legitimate concern. Yes?
I guess two questions. The first one being, is there another shoe to fall? And if so, what is that? And the follow-on question would be, what keeps you up at night with respect to the economy?
The first part of the question, is there going to be another shoe to fall? Well, I detailed in my remarks the things that I think I'm most concerned about, and foremost of that is the commercial real estate sector. And I, for reasons of brevity, mentioned simply the about $400 billion of commercial real estate refinancing that comes due. But I talked to a lot of people in the real estate sector, and you also have a number around the country, a lot of projects that could not be left half-finished, and therefore they finish the construction phase and come up for the takeout with long-term finance, which really is new financing that has to get done. So there is this risk of maturity defaults, whether that be existing properties or new properties coming online. And many banks are pretty heavily exposed to commercial real estate, and, of course, it's also a big part of the securitization market. So Commercial real estate is one that concerns me. It seemed to have lagged the residential real estate problems. So if you think of late 2007 and 2008 in a negative sense as the year of housing and residential real estate issues, it's possible to think of 2009 as the year of commercial real estate. That's the one domestic factor that keeps me up at night. Thank you very much. Great to be with you.